What about, say, if somebody's kind of troubled about something, you might say, oh, it'll be all right, just don't worry.
Sometimes they just don't fret.
What about a disease that children used to die from? They get these sores in their throat, and their throat would swell up a little bit?
Diphtheria.
Don't hear about that too much anymore.
Not too much. No, not too much. And boy, if you ever think that's what he got, you better move and move on over. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, pretty bad. Well, what about a disease that causes a person's skin and eyeballs to turn yellow?
Yellow jaundice.
You ever know anybody to have that?
Sure did. Young man lived right across there. When he was around about seven years old, or maybe between 7 and 8, well, back he was going to school. He took sick in school, and he stayed in the hospital 3 straight weeks. And they say that's what he had. But I know now it didn't affect nothing about him but his speech. Now he can't, in his hearing. Now he can't hear. Well, now, here lately, he can say some words, sort of half Sam, so you can understand, you know, what he's saying. But he always makes signs, you know, and makes motions.
Yes, ma'am.
And they say that's what it was, so yellow jaundice.
Well, if a person had his appendix taken out, you might say he had an attack of
appendicitis.
Or if somebody ate something that disagreed with him, mm-hmm. and it had to come back up, you'd say he had to
fight it.
Or he had to do what? He had to
vomit. The time we used to say he had to throw up. Well, he would be throwing up.
Is that just throwing up? Is that just a regular word like vomit, or is it kind of a joking
word? It's a regular word.
Ever heard people say something that for that sounded kind of funny, or it's kind of sounded kind of crude?
Word by throwing them?
Yes, ma'am.
No. Like what?
Like he had to puke?
Yeah. Yeah, now that's the lowdown word. Yeah, they used to use that often. That's the lowdown word.
How would they use it, he'd say?
Sad, he's just puking over everything.
For somebody who's like that, you'd say he's sick where? He's
sick of his stomach.
What about if a boy keeps going to see the same girl pretty regular, mm-hmm. and people figure he's getting serious about her, mm-hmm. you'd say he's doing what? He's
coding it.
Heard anything else besides that used? Courting, or?
You say he's going with her.
Did people ever say sparking?
Oh, yeah. It would say sparking, but the regular word is he going with he coding.
I see. And you would call him, you say that he's her
boyfriend.
And she would be his
girlfriend.
What about if the boy came home late at night and his little brother's been waiting up to catch him? Mm-hmm. And when he comes in, he sees that he's got lipstick on his collar. Mm-hmm. He says, you've been.
Isn't that good? You've been kissing somebody. Oh, that lipstick on you.
Right. Or say if the boy asked the girl to marry him, but she didn't want him, mm-hmm. you say she did what to him?